Welcome. I'm so glad that you're joining me today for Lectio, taking a few minutes out of your day to join with me as we still our minds and our bodies and turn our attention to God. First thing to do is make sure that you're in a comfortable position so that your body is relaxed and yet you can still stay alert. If you need to take a few moments to settle in or to focus on your breathing, do what you need to do to be able to set aside all that's going on. You can just really focus on God and allow Him to speak to us in a way that we'll recognize. Almighty Holy God, quiet our hearts and our minds and draw us to You. Fill us with Your presence so that we can see You and know You. So fill us that we will overflow with Your Spirit onto the lives of those that we love and those in the world around us. The first, as always with Lectio, I'm going to read the scripture three times. This time, each time I read it, I'm going to be reading it from a different version or a different translation. And during the first silence, after the first reading, notice if there's a word or phrase that jumps out at you. This word or phrase is the beginning of the conversation between you and God. And you don't have to think about the word. What I do is I just kind of remind myself of what the word or phrase is during the quiet time and let it kind of go deeper and deeper into me. It doesn't have to have anything to do necessarily with what the scripture's about or with a theme or anything like that. This is uniquely given to you, your word. And even if it's the same as somebody else's word or phrase, your life is different and the connection will be different. But yeah. So our scripture today is from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. And in the quiet, notice. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down with my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. going to read the scripture again, and this time in the quiet. See how it makes a connection to your life. Again, you don't have to work at this. This is God's job to be the initiator of your thoughts and ideas. You can connect this phrase or word to your life using your senses, your imagination, your hopes, your dreams, your memories. This is the time to explore how this particular word or phrase connects to your life. John 10:11-18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself, sacrifices himself if necessary. A hired man is not a real shepherd. The sheep mean nothing to him. He sees a wolf come and runs for it, leaving the sheep to be ravaged and scattered by the wolf. He's only in it for the many. The sheep don't matter to him. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and my own sheep know me. In the same way, the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I put the sheep before myself, sacrificing myself if necessary. You need to know that I have other sheep in addition to those in this pen. I need to gather and bring them too. They'll also recognize my voice. Then it will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I freely lay down my life. And so I am free to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. I have the right to lay it down. I also have the right to take it up again. I received this authority personally from my Father. I'm going to read the scripture for a third time, and this time listen for an invitation from God. It may be something he's inviting you to do, maybe something he's inviting you to be. It may be something that expands how you understand him to be, or who you understand yourself to be. A chance to see yourself or someone else through God's eyes. There's all kinds of possibilities of invitations. John 10:11-18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will leave the sheep, for they aren't his, and he isn't their shepherd. And so the flock leaps on them and scatters the wolf leaps on them and scatters the flock. The hired man runs because he has no real concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my own sheep, and they know me. This is just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, too, that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. The Father loves me because I lay down my life, and in doing so, I will have it back again. No one can kill me without my consent. I lay down my life voluntarily. For I have the right and the power to lay it down when I want to. I also have the right and the power to take it again. For the Father has given me this right. And now the time for noticing and connecting and being invited are over. And you get the chance in the next few moments to just rest in God's presence. Whether you accepted his invitation or you didn't even get an invitation this time, maybe your invitation is to simply be with God. Maybe there's nothing that he's calling you to do at this moment, but just be with him, which is a tremendous invitation. How incredible is it that the God of the universe, who created all your inmost parts, who knows every person on the earth, wants to spend these next moments with you. So just rest in his presence, feel his care, his compassion. Let him lift you in these moments and carry you close to his heart. Gently connect to your breath again, slowly moving from your awareness back to the room, transitioning from your inner experience to your outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth in your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.